do you call the sweet stuff that you use over hot cakes?
That you use over hot syrup?
And what about if it's very thick? Would you call it something different?
Well, if it was a different, darker syrup, it would be molasses.
And let's see, what would they be made of?
Well, that would be made from sugar cane.
And what about syrup?
Well, syrup also from sugar cane, or it would be made from sugar cane. It's a different type of cane, though, at times.
What about the kind of spread that you might put over biscuits or toast or something like that, made out of fruit?
Well,
fruit,
either jelly or jam, jelly or jam.
And what's the difference in jelly and jam?
Well, a jelly conceals, when a jam, I think you make you retain more of the fruit where you can see the fruit in it, but a jelly can be congealed where it won't necessarily be the whole pieces of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my idea.
And if you had, say, some homemade apple jelly, and
mm-hmm.
you're serving it, somebody said, now, this is not imitation, this is what?
Just homemade.
And if there's a bowl of fruit and it's got apples and peaches, somebody offers you a peach, you might say, no, please give me...
Please give me an apple.
And if you are identifying, so there's two groups of boys out a yard someplace, and you're identifying one of the groups, you say, it wasn't these boys, it was
another group.
And if somebody comes by here and asks for somebody and that person doesn't live here, he lives, say, across the road, what would you say? He lives?
Well, he lives across the road or he lives down the street in the next block, something like that.
And what if he lives farther away? What would you say then?
Well, if I could direct him as to where it was, and if I couldn't, I could just say he doesn't live here, he lives in another section, another area.
If you see somebody doing some job and it looks like he's doing it the hard way and you think you know an easier way to do it, and you show him how to do it, and you say, do it what?
Do it this way.
And if he keeps on doing it his way, how would you describe him?
Well, you might say he is awkward. Now, he may have a better way, I don't know, but you might say he's awkward. And that would be my idea about it. He's doing it the hard way or doing it the awkward way.
What if he's the type that this has happened several times, there are different things you've seen him doing it, and you say, well, look, it'd be a lot easier to do it this way, and he says, no, I'm going to do it my way. You say, well, he's...
They're pretty hard-headed, and of course, now for instance, I don't mean I'm a stickler, of course, having been a meat cutter, I should know how to cut meat, but and you're traveling around, you'll see about 80% of the well-educated people don't know how to hold a knife and fork, they don't know how to cut
mm-hmm.
meat at the table, and that kind of worries me too, it does, and so forth, it worries me. I got on my little grandson the other night about it, and his mother, Lord knows, she's had the... all kind of polishes and all, but they let them go ahead and do as they want to, but I hate to see someone holding their knife and fork the wrong way. I guess you would call that awkward, excuse me. But you watch it around, you'll see about, well, not 80%, but you'd be surprised a large percent of the people do. Of course, maybe it makes no difference. But you know, the old colored people, and I don't quote the colored people so much now, because there have been so many things, but they used to have an old saying that good manners will take you where money won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some little thing here too. Shall I read it to you? No, it takes your time. Just on manners, I won't read it to you, but I just read that. Just read that a while ago. Manners are a great thing and it doesn't cost anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm about to run out of tape. You said you're going to have to...
Well, I thought about... I'm going to try and do a little work in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're pretty well finished with me, though.
Well, I've got some more if you're going to have some time next week. Depending on whether you have time or not.
You'd better catch me a little while, now, because I'm gonna be, I got several little things brewing.
Okay.
And I'm going to Savannah one day, I'm going to Brunswick one day, and I may go to Statesboro, and I'm just got two or three other little things bothering me.